Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth.
Hey,
how we doing?
Scott, how you bloody feeling?
Oh, man, I feel like I need a shit.
Well, first episode, I think we need to introduce ourselves, all right? I'm here, you're here.
Yep.
Audience doesn't know who we are. It's time to break down those barriers and get to know us a little bit.
I would like to do that.
Bit please.
Of a therapy session.
How about you tell us three interesting facts?
Okay.
Yeah, give us a little bit of an introduction, right? The audience needs to know. Needs to get a little bit. Do you want me to go first or you?
Maybe you can go first. Lead the way.
Should I get into my happy voice?
Yes, please.
Hi there. I'm Ben Charlesworth, but you can call me Ben Richard for short. Here's a few things about me. I move like this, dance like this, and sometimes I watch movies like this.
Hi, my name's Scott.
And that's it. So today we watched Battle Los Angeles, the movie.
Yeah, we
from
did.
From 2011.
It was a trip. It was a trip. That's
I was
for
expecting
sure.
better, and it was a lot worse than I thought.
I was expecting worse, and I thought it was better than I thought.
Oh, no. We're going to have conflicting opinions.
Look, I was expecting way, way worse, so I'm assuming that we're going to meet in the middle somewhere. Maybe our thoughts are going to collide.
I feel like I'm really harsh. My rating's harsh.
It's fine. Yeah, just like let it rip. Let the fire go.
Because, well, I don't know.
Do you want me to start? Do you want me to start a little point here?
Oh, please.
Okay.
Please, let me out. The bloody audience is waiting.
Oh, how do I switch tabs again? Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Well, first off, it's a 2011 movie, right? We're in the middle of an action, all these action shenanigans sort of movies, right?
Mm.
We have Transformers coming out. We have all these other shooters and, you know, Afghanistan
lots
movies.
Of military, lots sweaty of men, dirty, sweaty men.
Dirty, sweaty men.
Running around.
Screaming orders.
Just hoo-ha.
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 There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that going on. We have Call of Duty at the hype. The absolute height of its popularity, you know.
Oh, no.
I was getting, like, mad Modern Warfare.
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't
to
that
Modern Warfare
I would
3.
Say it's more, it's like, height now.
Oh, I guess so.
It's but like, I mean, Call of Duty's always been popular.
Maybe like the height
shout out to
of
Microsoft.
its quality then, I would say. Like the story wise.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, there's a lot of similarities in art and culture that's happening at this time in 2011. And this is just feeding off all of it. It's just taking things from everything.
Yeah. It's weird, you know?
Yeah.
I would say it's like a COD campaign in a way, but it's not like a good one.
It's like an advanced warfare sort of campaign.
It's just a bit shit.
Yeah.
Oh. I've got...
All right, hit us with one.
First point.
Yep.
Tortellini, man.
Oh, my God.
Tortellini!
Where's my tortellini?
Where's my little tortellini?
Where's my tortellini?
What the fuck?
It just...
And it's just lots of just... It's just weird. It's just weird, okay? What is the dialogue? And tell me now. Do you remember any of these characters' names?
No, I don't. They are numbers to me. They are just that person with a moustache, that guy who wears glasses, you know? That guy who's a little bit more sweatier than the other guy. You don't remember the names except for Staff Sergeant and maybe Hector, the little kid.
Staff Sergeant?
Sergeant. You know, that's what they say all the time. They're like, Staff Sergeant!
Who's that?
Just anyone. You know,
I thought that was only the main guy.
The main guy and the guy who was leading the squad originally. He was a staff sergeant as well.
Was he?
Yes.
No, he was a lieutenant.
Oh, no, he was a lieutenant. I'm getting my rankings mixed up here.
See, this is how good
uneducated
the movie is.
In military, military sayings and ranks.
No.
I don't want to embarrass myself here. Anyways, continue. Yeah.
What do you mean, continue?
Well,
We're a bit rusty, all right? Just bear with us. We're getting there.
We're getting there. I just want to say the acting was very cliche.
Yeah.
It's extremely, extremely cliche. There was some okay parts
I'm
going to
take off my shirt. Is that good? Sorry, I just interrupted you.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's boiling. Fine. You just talk.
Okay.
Sing a song.
Okay. All right, you get that off. You get that off and I'll continue
you can sing
saying.
A song if you want.
No, it's fine. It's
all right. Fine. You sure?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
I'm going to take off my shirt.
All right, you do that. So, My point is, oh, the nips are out. Oh, shit, it's getting serious now. There were some points into the story where, you know, the acting was okay. It wasn't too bad, but the cast that they got was a very generic action cast, I would have to say. Michelle Rodriguez, nothing against her, but she is just an action movie person.
Yeah, guys, come on.
It's just Alrighty. Very irritating. Anyways, there were some okay moments, but the script writing for it was extremely basic. They didn't say anything that was unique. It was just generic action movie dialogue, if that makes sense.
Well, what do you mean, okay? What was an okay moment?
There was an okay moment. I will get to this
you
later.
Said moments.
Moments. Oh, well, yeah,
you
true.
Had a few.
Well, I mainly only had one moment. And I guess we're getting to it this early in the podcast, but this was my favorite moment in the movie. And I know this is a generic saying as well, when the main staff sergeant guy is talking to Hector after his dad died, which, you know, is a crucial point in the plot, right? And he says, Marines never give up. He's talking to the kid, and the kid is crying, and he's trying to give him perseverance and stuff like that. But then it cuts to a shot of the Marines also listening. So it's kind of like giving that, you know, childlike feeling of helplessness in a time of desperation sort of thing. I thought that was a smart point, and that was a good point in the story. But other than that, it really doesn't live up to the mark that I thought it was going to. But it is better than I expected.
To be fair, the kid's name's Hector.
Did I say Heston?
No. Oh, I'm just saying, Hector. Who names a kid Hector?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This kid... All right, so this movie is released in 2010. This kid must have been around 11 years old, 10 years old. That means that in 2001, Michael Pena's there going, we're going to name our kid Hector.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
Man's going to be a supervillain is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It just seems dumb.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think he's dumb. Kid should have died. Also, what was up with the screaming little girls? What did they do?
Nothing for the plot.
I don't... Here's a question.
Okay.
Okay, here's a little question for you or the audience. Play along at home.
Yeah.
Was those little girls...
Yeah.
...the daughters of that lady? But I thought she said she had no kids. So no idea. Who were the girls?
I think they were just randoms.
Why do we have to have little screaming girls who do nothing when we've got a little screaming boy?
Because it drags the plot on further. Remember that scene when they're going down off the bridge because they couldn't drive the bus over because half the bridge was exploded?
Oh.
And they had to get all of the kids and all the civilians off the bridge. It just adds more time to the movie so that they can get more soldiers killed so that their squad at the end of the movie is more tight and a unit, and then they can walk off into the sunset all badass.
God, you're insane.
Bro, I just dissected this whole fucking movie.
That's why you're here.
Give me a medal.
Wow. See, I didn't realize that because they're just kind of there and I'm like, they're just doing nothing.
Yeah.
And also that lady kind of did nothing as well.
I'm a vet. Like, no offense to the vets out there, but full offense, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm a vet on aliens and pets.
Yeah.
But not humans.
Oh, yeah. So edgy, bro. So edgy. Like, fucking hell.
That dude did kill himself on that bridge.
Yeah. And the lieutenant.
Lieutenant. Not staff sergeant.
Not staff sergeant.
Lieutenant.
The lieutenant. We're getting our rankings right now.
Well, not we, you.
Ugh, me. Anyways, I got a pack of C4 on the bus, bro. I'm just going to blow myself up. He was shot.
Couldn't have the staff sergeant, Mr. Butchin, Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he could have carried him from the thing? I don't know how C4 works, but he could have shot the C4 and it could have exploded.
Well, first of all, you would have to be extremely accurate. Second of all, I think the C4 was in the middle of the bus, right? So when Lieutenant sacrificed himself, for all the viewers that may not have seen the movie, he's on the side of the bus and he has the trigger in his hand and he says, there's a pack of C4 on the bus. The aliens are moving in with this massive tank thing, right? You know, they're getting flanked. They have to get off this bridge. And they go, Lieutenant's like, nah, Staff Sergeant, get off. Just get all the civilians to safety. Tell my wife, blah, 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 I love her, and all the generic sort of shit. I'll sacrifice myself. Yeah, I don't think he could have shot it. I don't think he could have made the shot unless you're an absolute marksman. but I think he could have been carried off.
I reckon Eckhart could have done it. I reckon Aaron Eckhart.
Eckhart could have done it. He could have done it if there was if he had the plot chin, armor.
He could have like rested up against the scope and then just like pounded through.
Oh my god.
I reckon he could have. My boy Aaron.
So, but, do you reckon that he could have carried him and then he pressed the button off to the side, watch it explode as they get closer? That probably would have saved his life.
I kind of blanked out what you just said. Say that one more time and the listeners will get really annoyed.
Okay.
Say that all again.
So Eckhart, with his massive chin, pulls the lieutenant to the side.
Mm-hmm.
No suicide.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have got the best moment of the movie where he like goes and radios into guessing the squad and says his name. He goes, "I'm blah blah lieutenant," and then goes, "Hoo-ah," and then dies. Hoo-ah.
Yeah, bro, we know your name. Actually, no, we don't know your name.
I don't know any of their names.
See, this is how memorable the characters of this movie are.
No, I know Doc, the Nigerian dude with the hot sister.
Now, he was the absolute guts of this team. He was the champion. He was keeping this team together, bro.
I thought he was like in two scenes.
He was in two scenes, but he was saving everyone.
He was cool at the start.
He kept everyone alive.
I don't know.
Except for Hector's dad.
The whole movie was such like confusing to make out who was who. I didn't really know. Like, maybe I could have seen Doc like 50 times for all I know, but like,
it was just blurry.
It's just, I don't know. Yeah. But Michael Pena.
Michael Pena.
Penis.
Yes. Michael Pena probably gave the best performance in the whole movie.
In his life.
Yeah.
Ever. It was beautiful. It was Oscar worthy.
When he took that gun to sacrifice himself and took a bullet.
Okay, that was probably...
That was kind of badass.
I will give it to the movie. It was quite ruthless with the deaths. It was just like death after death after death. And I enjoyed that because...
You continue.
Well, I just enjoyed that because... It was like, they know that these characters are shit.
Yeah.
They know that we don't really give a shit about who lives, who dies.
That's right.
Let's just throw a bunch of people into war, butts to nuts action.
Just get it going.
Fucking kill them. And I thought, that's pretty sick. But I did get a little bit emotional. When I say emotional, like one heartstring was pulled, bro. Absolutely pulled.
Okay. Hit us with this emotional moment.
Just when Michael Pena died.
Yeah.
No, not when he died, when he got shot. And I was like, man.
Like, you know this guy's doomed.
I didn't expect him to die.
But you've seen this movie before, right? Just not for a long time.
I feel like I'm not even going to remember this movie in like a week's time.
Look, I'm there with you. The most memorable thing about this movie is the theme song. And I actually really like it.
I forgot it.
It's like, da-na-na. It's very Transformers.
You know what the most memorable part for me was? Is when it starts off with this awesome action montage and then it cuts to California Love. That really hit home. It really pulled a heartstring.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah.
Aaron Eckhart, he was like doing those chin-ups.
And Ramirez, Foley.
Yep.
Price and Soap. They're all my favorite characters.
All the boys.
And
don't forget Makarov.
Makarov, Shepard.
Yep.
Shout out, man. That was... I mean, if you really want a story like this, just play like MW2.
Exactly.
Although that doesn't have aliens.
You see, you know what? I felt like this movie was in two minds. One half is like, Afghanistan movie. I lost my squad. Holy shit. War. PTSD. The other half was sci-fi. Yeah, cool. We're going to be super, super generic about it.
Yeah.
It didn't know what it wanted to be. It was more military than sci-fi. It didn't get the balance right.
What do you think of the aliens? Like their look?
Okay. I thought that there was portions of them that looked good, but the overall majority of their bodies looked just off.
Very greasy.
Greasy. I guess that went along with the plot of them trying to get the water because their blood was literally H2O, right?
But I guess the people were also very greasy. Everyone was just sweaty and greasy. I felt like there was just so much condensation and perspiration and all sorts of gross water stuff.
A lot of bodily fluids.
Very
moist.
Yes, I'd have to agree. But yeah, I think the alien design was kind of cool for the head because it was like this whoopee cushion that was filled with water.
It's like a discus.
It was like a discus, but it was like a thick discus. And I just wanted to go up there and squish it, you know? I just want to put my hands on it. Okay, man.
Yeah, shout out to all those thick discuses out there. They did. So there was a line where they said that the guns were like surgically attached. Oh, the guns, they're not born with guns, obviously. So what they like,
so
staple them to their body?
I'm guessing so. So yeah, so the
aliens. Tell me, Scott.
The aliens, they do have the surgical weapons, like surgically implanted into their arms.
Yeah.
So maybe they're forced to do this. Maybe they're forced to do this. They have no choice. They're born into war or conquering or something. Maybe the planet is so desperate for survival they have to conquer Earth. I don't know. These are the things that aren't explained that would have been cooler. It would have given more depth to the sci-fi side.
Yeah.
But nah. They just went, oh, nah. We got to keep going, bro.
It's funny
that... We got to keep going.
It's funny with these like alien movies that... They all look the exact same.
Grey.
All grey. But like, you know, with humans, like with the squad, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, all different races and all different looks of people.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah.
With these aliens, they just like all look the exact same.
Well, I guess there was no alien characters in there. But still, it would have been nice to have a little bit more colour variety. I mean,
this whole movie was just grey. Lots of fog and grey.
Yeah, it was nice to have a difference, like a different color palette to a lot of movies in this time, which were way too oversaturated.
Mm.
And obviously, it's the late 2010s, so we're backing off the saturation a lot, and we're going into more clear, sort of filter sort of areas. But
are you talking now or then?
Like. At the time period, you know, early 2000s was very heavily saturated.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to compare it to Transformers again because it's just the obvious comparison here.
And it has Sam Witwicky's friend as the lieutenant who goes, hoo-ah!
We'll get to that. Yeah. But, yeah, so the saturation is a lot dusty. As we said, it's like dusty, it's grey, it's backed off, it's not as intense, which I kind of like. I took that as a positive because... I thought it was going to be like two in your face,
yeah.
Really Michael Bay sort of.
It wasn't Michael Bay-esque, which is nice, yeah.
In that regard, it wasn't, but with a lot of other things, it was.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, also with the flying vehicles of the aliens as well, they pinched a lot of Transformers gun sounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I noticed that there was like a... If you go back and watch Dark of the Moon and you watch those flying thingy-bobs that are going through Chicago and shit.
Yeah.
The gun sounds from that are like almost identical to the gun sounds of these like mini ships.
You sure Dark of the Moon didn't come out after this?
Same year? 2011.
Hmm.
I fact-checked this, man.
Did you? I would have said 13.
Nah, it was 2011, so...
Nah, we won't check.
Trust. It was 100% 2011. You can go back and fact check if you want, but
leave us a review, 5-star review if Scott's right. If Scott's wrong, leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah.
And that sounds like a point. We'll decipher and see who's right. I don't know, I feel like it's 2013 Dark of the Moon.
You can have a look later. I will bet my left nut on that.
All right. Give me your left nut.
Not until you check it.
No, I don't know. It feels like it's a 2013 kind of thing to me.
Okay. We'll sort that out later.
Nah. Well, the news...
Hoo-ah!
The news footage was disgusting.
Why
was it so grainy and my eyes were bleeding? Like, you know, the start's not too bad.
Yeah.
Then it gets to more CNN bit where the lady's like, oh my God. There's two of them. There's eight of them. Oh my God, there's 16.
Like,
oh my
it.
God. Yeah. Like, guys.
Hoo-ah.
And I'm like, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
The news footage didn't add much for me, but also it was so, I don't know why it was so grainy and gross.
I think it's just trying to add to the effect of like this disgusting sort of atmosphere that they wanted to have going there. But honestly, it didn't do much.
Yeah.
It was just like, bad news footage, really.
But the explosions did look really nice.
Now, yes.
That's going to be practical, right, most of that.
This is a thing that I am so happy when movies do this. When they take a mixture of CGI and practical effects and mush them together, you get something special.
Yeah.
And I feel like Battle Los Angeles pulled it off for the most part, not in the CGI department, but in the practical effects department, spot on.
Yeah.
You're right. The explosions were cool, eh?
That was like what kept every time, like I was like, oh, I can't make out what's going on. Oh, explosion, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me more.
I also liked like the military tactics that they were doing.
Like, they were cool. I wonder how accurate they were. I would like to speak.
Probably not that accurate, but. You like to speak to who?
I'm sorry, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
Oh.
It's okay. Don't even sweat, bro.
Please, you go.
Okay. Well, it would be nice to talk to someone who's in the military that could like verify the tactics that they were using. I'm sure a lot of them were correct, but I think there's a lot of mistakes and movie magic that went into this. I don't know. Not sure how accurate it is.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't really bother me too much in a movie about...
aliens and stuff.
Yeah, military fighting aliens. It was just kind of cool. Like, I just love it seeing the military people hold their guns and go through places and you just hear the ammo click and they're through and saying, oh, we got to go 2 clicks west and all this shit. I'm like, oh, man,
bro,
just keep saying 2 clicks west in my ear. Please. Oh. Just please. I just love that. Please.
You're fucked.
Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! I know we said it at the start, but I didn't really say it properly.
Okay.
Tortellini!
Tortellini!
What the fuck was that?
Where's my tortellini?
Man, was like, half the people were talking about...
Or was it
they were talking about the staff sergeant?
Because another crucial plot point in this movie is the staff sergeant has to lead this squad eventually in the movie when the lieutenant dies, but the last squad that he led in the Middle East, he got them all killed. Basically.
Yeah, I like that.
I thought that was a cool point.
Not
and
that he got people killed in the Middle
no,
East.
No, no, but all the right. fact that you know he had this darkness about him, he wasn't the perfect idol. He was flawed.
Yeah.
And that's what made him a slightly interesting character. That was less of a number.
Probably adds to your part about Hector. Because didn't you say you liked it when he spoke to Michael Pena's weirdly named child, Hector?
Yeah.
And you were like, damn, that scene just like hit me straight in the left nut.
It did. And it's the left nut that you're not going to get later.
I still reckon it's 2013.
We'll see about that. But
with a 5-star review, and then we'll double check.
But yeah, look, there was a lot of points in this.
You have a lot of points on this? Please, share one.
Well, I know we've already mentioned Transformers, but...
Oh, we can talk more Transformers. It is very Transformer-esque.
It is very Transformer-esque.
But a shitter version.
It's basically, it's just the reject shop version of Transformers. It's like, I like Audi.
You like Audi?
But it's like the Aldi version
of...
It's like if you're comparing Woolworths to Aldi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what about Coles to Aldi? Or IGA?
I'm more of a Woolworths guy.
Costco. Food Works. What about...
We're not sponsored.
Nah. We're sponsored.
Yeah, we're sponsored. Shout out to Woolies.
Shout out to the multiple people at the start yelling staff sergeant. That reminded me of the robot chicken sketch. You know the robot chicken sketch where it's like Emperor Palpatine?
Yeah.
Emperor Palpatine?
Yeah.
But they kept running past the staff sergeant. Start going, staff sergeant? Staff sergeant?
Yeah, it's like, oh man, you're getting old, bro.
And then he puts an ice pack on himself and he goes, oh, I feel numb. And then I just turned and was like, hoo-ah! Man,
cooked.
I've got a big point to talk about. So okay. If you smack me with a little one, then I'll smack you with a big one.
How does
that sound?
Well,
we're still getting used to it, people.
We're still getting used to it.
Just we're sorting out the kinks. We're not taking things too seriously, but we're taking things a little bit more seriously.
We're just wiggling around.
Please hit me with a point. I am dying to hear your opinion.
Well, I think. I have nothing.
Scott's had a brain bleed.
I am dead.
I've got something that you can bounce off, all
right? I really need something right now.
I've got something really good.
Okay.
And you're going to bounce off this, and you're going to be just jabbering away. I found that at first, the aliens were very menacing. Like, when they were in that fog part, and we didn't know where the aliens were, I don't know about you, but my heart was like... It wasn't like beating, but it was a little tense.
Okay.
I had a string pulled and a little bit of a tense heart. Maybe I should see a doctor, but I think it was like, whoa, okay, these aliens are kind
of... They're a bit of a threat here.
They're tough. They were tough.
They were, yeah. And I give the movie credit for that, for making them so tough, because, you know, they bloody took out Los Angeles.
Yeah, I give it a 10 for that.
Yeah.
Movies are fucking 10,
I hated this movie.
10.
That's going to be the rating for every movie going forward.
I didn't hate the movie.
Nah, it wasn't.
I hated the movie. I didn't hate the movie. I hated the movie.
The first 20 minutes of this movie was a thrill ride. But then it just... Oh, you know what? I do have a point that does bounce off this.
Oh, please.
It got very samey.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff that was happening that had already happened before.
How? Go.
Dragging people into buildings, people getting shot in the love handle, people falling over, walking through dark alleyways. There was that multiple times in the movie.
Lots of fog, lots of just like looking and weird. My biggest problem with this movie.
Yeah.
Excuse me. The shaky cam. The weird zooms, things that couldn't make me focus on the movie. So the whole time I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
It was like an episode of Jeopardy. If anybody remembers that, it was on ABC.
No one remembers.
An old Australian show that was like Blair Witch or something.
No. Oh, I thought you meant Jeopardy, the quiz show.
Oh, no.
The quiz show that... No. I was like, I'm pretty sure people know what Jeopardy is.
No. We're talking Australian culture right now. This is the show Jeopardy.
I don't even know if I know that.
It was a handycam thing, walking through the forest, very Blair Witch. A lot of people like it because it's nostalgic. Curse? Like the Killian Curse.
Was it like that? Like scary?
I'd have to compare it, but I haven't watched it in a very long time. But the shaky camera, whenever there's a shaky camera in a movie, it reminds me of that show. Because it freaks your eyes out, right?
Yeah, but for an action movie with so much going on...
You kind of want to see stuff, right?
I want to soak in that action. And I think that's going to be a problem that you'll probably start hearing me say. It's like, oh, I can't soak in the action in like an action movie. That's probably always like my biggest peeve.
Yeah.
And it tore me apart, this movie, with that, because every time an action scene was happening, I was like, I want to see what's happening. The fog at the start.
Yeah.
The aliens were menacing at first.
Yes.
And I was like, yes, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Yeah, you can't see.
I can't see what's going on.
It's because ridiculous.
The camera does a zoom in on someone's head and then it zooms out and zooms in all in one take and I feel sick.
Okay, one of the funniest bits of the movie, when one of the Marines gets blown to pieces. I'll get to it. He gets blown to pieces and the camera quick zooms on him. It's like, yeah, we get it. He's dead. Wait. You don't have to quick zoom on the building to show us more fire.
Oh, is this at the end?
At the end, he's like in the radio tower and bam, gets blown to bits. Then the camera's like, oh, he just got blown up. Let's zoom in and look at some more fire. Like, fuck, we've just seen the scene. You can cut.
But this is how I felt the whole thing was filmed. Yeah. I felt like it was someone who's walked on backstage of the film set,
mm-hmm.
put a phone in their pocket... And then started filming the actors doing their stuff. And then they've got that footage and gone, oh, okay, you filmed a bit of behind the scenes. We're going to have to confiscate that. And then the editor has seen that and gone, actually, I'll just use that for the movie.
Yeah, like, why are we going to spend money on hiring camera guys? Why don't we just, like, get a guy to run around with the phone in his
Someone
pocket?
Was shaking the whole time. They're having a seizure whilst behind the camera. Jesus. That's not me. Come on, guys. That's not me live making fun of all people with seizures, all right?
Yeah.
And if you're having seizures or something, this is a serious
topic.
Call
the doctor. Call
the doctor, and we respect that.
Turn yourself on your side.
Please, come on.
Just
for one scene,
please
can we
focus.
Or the end action scene was probably the best.
There was a lot more focus there, and they knew what they were doing. If they were bringing it together.
If it was all like, thankfully. If it was all like that,
yep.
I would say, yeah, okay, I can do that. But
there was a bit of shake at the end, but it was bearable, right?
Yeah, but it just focused on dumb shit. Like, it would zoom in on a dude, like, at the start when Chin Man, Ramirez, no, Eckhart.
Yeah, not Ramirez.
Ramirez. When it zoomed in on, it just starts zooming in on his feet. And I know they do that thing. I know they do that thing where they like show people walking past.
Yeah.
Like, and they do a shot of the foot. That's like that's a movie thing. But it was just a shaky thing of his feet walking. And I just was like, this is going to be a nightmare. This is right at the start. And I knew the shaky stuff would be in the montage, like the intro bit. I was like, yeah, I expect that. And then it just kept going and going and going. And then a man started yelling about tortellini.
It just got too much.
And everyone was like, Staff Sergeant. And then a guy
yelled,
hoo-ha, and then killed himself.
Yeah.
I did like it how the people did die so easily.
There wasn't any holding back. The plot armor was very thin.
Yeah, I didn't feel any emotional connection, though, when anyone died.
No, it was just like, oh, okay, there's another flying body in the air.
Yeah, it's just like, and then lots of shouting going, I don't think any of them acted. I think they all shouted.
They just screamed the entire time. I reckon the director went, hey, I want all of you to just eat fucking bread for a week and get constipated. And now you're going to feel the most pain you have ever felt while filming, and you can let all that anger out whilst we film. That's exactly what they did.
I feel like okay, here's something. We can bounce right off this.
Hit me.
What? I'm going to read this word for word from my notes.
Okay. Oakley doakley.
Why did they and start cheering? Maybe this is why I don't read it out of my notes.
Yes.
Why did they start just cheering out of the blue, like in the middle of a fight? Like, they'd just be there going, yeah, whoa.
Oh, when they're in the bus?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in the middle of a fight. No, all the time. Oh. There's multiple times.
Dude, I honestly lost track.
They just started just smiling. I mean, maybe that it was just like in the whiz. It was like a cyclone, just all the scenes just flying past me. And then I'd see an explosion. I'd see a bit of a fat discus head of an alien. And then I'd see a guy go, yeah.
Yeah.
And they'd smile at each other. I'm like, you're about to all die.
Yeah.
And you're laughing. And then next thing I'd see some little rookie get blown up in a helicopter.
And it's just like, bruh.
Did you feel sad for the rookie?
I did. And that guy, what's his name? He acts in Shameless. He's one of the actors in Shameless who is...
William H. Macy.
He's the young guy, right?
Yes.
Buzz cuts.
Yeah.
But...
William H. Macy? Yeah, he's the young guy.
Yeah, well, he's in Shameless, yeah. And that's why I had an emotional connection to the rookie.
Yeah. Do you know who William H. Macy is?
I feel like I don't.
He's the young guy. Let me get a picture up right now.
I've never heard his name. I only know the face.
You know the
face? You show me the face and I will pick it.
William H. Macy. He's the young guy.
I've
just shown Scott a picture of William H. Macy and he's now realizing he's not the young guy from Shameless.
He's Frank.
And I've pulled a prank. Oh. I've pulled a prank and shown him Frank.
I've done fucked up.
You fucking idiot. Oh,
I'm such a fucking idiot. I'm such a fucking...
You know what? A scene that pulled my heartstring. It pulled it right off. It was when they... It was wholesome. I'm going to read this word for word.
Do it.
It was wholesome. Hopefully my grammar's better.
No, that's
good. It was wholesome when the remaining squad members slid down the rope to help the staff sergeant, a.k.a. Butchin. It was hot because he was down here by himself and then all the other ropes started coming down. You kind of expected it.
Yeah.
But that was nice. That was cool.
It was a cool scene. You know, camaraderie, perseverance, that's as the main theme of the movie. Everyone was persevering through this challenge, through the battle.
Best looking scene, go.
I think it was when they arrived at the airport and you saw the massive panorama of all the
that was
the
nice.
Fiery... black, red sort of color. Like, that was the most vibrant scene of the movie.
Why'd you laugh there, Scott?
Because you tried to bite the mic.
Yeah. My, I think the best scene for me looking was right at the end. It's on all the posters, but like where it's Butchin standing there, and then in the background's the big destroyed monolith ship.
Yeah.
Or what was it?
Control
center. Control
center.
And then they've basically won because they sent that information out to all across the world, to Rio de Janeiro and Shanghai. You like it how like you just couldn't they showed like little bits of footage from all the other places.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, Paris. It's
I was gonna say something exploded. Like quirky and fun, and then I lost my mind halfway through, and then I've just said, you like it how they showed those places. It's not that interesting. I'm so sorry.
Don't even worry, bro.
Give us 5-star review, all right? We're still learning. We're getting the kinks.
A 5-star review is all we require to get through our day.
Yeah, and a download, and please, a listen, and please, a 5-star review.
We're desperate.
Do
we want to wrap this up soon? Do you want to give it a little cheeky wrap-up?
Okay, I think that's nice. I think we've covered it pretty well. Let's go through my notes. As the camera made it hard to make out what the fuck was actually happening in the fight scenes. I've said that. Didn't really care for the characters. I didn't care for the characters.
No.
I didn't even care for Butchin.
Oh.
Just a little bit for me. So you cared for the rookie. Sorry, before we wrap this up, I know listeners are leaving. Why did they
They're already out of the theater at the moment. We're just covering the same things.
I know, but this is like this is actually a legit question I have. I'm sorry.
Oh, so
I know it's not interesting.
You're astounded by my connection.
I just don't know why you like the rookie.
Well, I know he was a bit of a bitch. A bitch and a waste of space. But I think it's just my connection to seeing him in another show.
Yeah.
I know that you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But like I just went, oh, man.
But you saw the lieutenant as Sam Witwicky's friend.
Yeah, but I didn't like him in Transformers anyways.
Oh, he was the best character. He should have got the Oscars.
He was kind of funny.
Sorry, I know I've said the same topic a couple of times.
No, it's fine.
But leave us
fine.
A 5-star review, and then we'll work out the kinks.
Yeah.
Trivia time. Theme song, Scott, go. Give us a jingle. And it's trivia time.
Yeah.
With Ben Charlesworth, a.k.a. Ben Richard for short, and Scott Richard Charlesworth.
Oh, my middle name's not Richard.
All right, here's the first bit of trivia. Aaron Eckhart broke his arm while filming a stunt.
Good.
He never missed a day of work because of it.
Wow.
So commitment. He just had a broken arm the whole time.
Dude.
Butchin said, out of all the movies he has made, this was the most fun, yet toughest one to make.
Because he looked back on it and he went, why?
I broke an arm. Fuck.
Hoo-ah. Can you imagine that? Like doing the whole, all those stunts and stuff?
All that cool gun holding and reloading and yelling at Michelle Rodriguez.
He probably swished his grip around so that he had like one hand that was movable.
Yeah.
Dude, that would absolutely suck.
Yeah, bloody broke his chin, eh? Bloody,
oh, you can't break that chin. It's rock solid, mate.
Oh, he's got a bloody good chin. He went on to say that he would return for a sequel and would like it to be set in Paris, France. The sequel was then cancelled because they didn't make much money. the film, this is what baffled me. This is a big one. Sorry, am I going too long for time?
We're hitting almost the 40-minute mark now.
All right. This is a big one.
Okay.
And then we'll wrap it up. We've done a pretty good job. I think because we did a little trial episode. Anyway, I think this is good.
Yeah.
We've had lots of flow. That's fun.
I like it.
Are you genuinely happy?
I'm moist.
The film is inspired by the real life incident known as the Battle of Los Angeles. Yes, this was inspired by a true story during World War II. On the night of the 24th of February, nice night, 1942, unidentified aircrafts were allegedly spotted in the airspace above Los Angeles, suspecting it to be the Japanese. Anyway, they thought it was the Japanese, but it turned out to be a false alarm.
So basically, they're just rewriting history.
And it said that they had war nerves, but they found no existence of the enemy there.
Interesting.
So they thought it was the Japanese, but then...
Bro, that would be a much more interesting movie if they made something based off that plot.
Yeah.
Like an alternate reality, like an alternate history or something.
So they shot all these rounds and then they're like, oh, no one's there.
but they thought it was the Japanese. And whoa. Then everyone's like, nah, it was aliens, bro. I'm like, well, could be. Could never be. Know.
Yeah.
All right. Should we do the rating?
Let's do it. I think it is a good time for the rating.
You establish how we rate things here.
Well, when we rate movies on this podcast or any podcast.
Just this podcast. We just do one podcast. Yeah. And the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yes. We're on that all the time. We use chicken nuggets as our rating system. So think of it like an out of 10. You're watching a Fantano video. He gives it a 10. Mm. We would give it 10 nuggets. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Go.
Okay. I give this movie 5 nuggets out of 10.
Oh, my goodness. Why's that?
It had redeeming qualities about it. I thought it was going to be way worse. I think it sits dead in the middle because I enjoyed parts of it. And it was definitely that scene that pushed me over to 5.
Nice. Well, I think we're on the exact same page here.
Oh, no. What? Okay.
Because I...
First, we don't talk about our scores to each other.
No, we go in blind. I didn't know you were going to give it a 5. So we're on the exact same page because I gave this a 3 out of 10 nugs.
3? What the fuck? You're brutal.
The shaky cam pissed me off so much. I couldn't make out what was happening. There was uninteresting characters. And then this is a cool movie. This is a cool action movie for 10 to 13 year olds at a sleepover.
Oh, man.
3 out of 10 nugs. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Well, Battle Los Angeles.
Outro slogan.
If you go to Los Angeles... If you go to Los Angeles, make sure to do some chin-ups at the beach.
And scene.
Cool.